Biden Administration Promoting Gender-Affirming Healthcare for Young People. By Hannah Blow on April 19, 2022. The Biden administration is openly promoting gender-affirming healthcare, particularly for young people, deeming hormone therapy for teens, as well as gender-affirming surgeries on adolescents on a case-by-case basis, to be a standard. The Biden administration's Office of Population Affairs, a division of the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, has guidance posted focusing specifically on gender-affirming care in young people. Gender-affirming care, which it claims is a supportive form of health care, is crucial to overall health and well-being of transgender and non-binary children and adolescents, according to the guidance. A safe and affirming healthcare environment is critical in fostering better outcomes for transgender, non-binary, and other gender-expansive children and adolescents, the guidance states, citing the Trevor Project's 2021 National Survey on LGBT Youth Mental Health, which found that 52% of LGBTQ youth seriously considered attempting suicide in the past year. However, the guidance glosses over the issue, seemingly suggesting that gender-affirming care alone will help decrease the alarming figure rather than looking at other options outside of radically transforming a child's body, such as focusing on the mental health aspect of those struggling with a mental illness known as gender dysmorphia. Presence of affirming support networks is critical for facilitating and arranging gender-affirming care for children and adolescents, the guidance states, asserting that lack of such support can result in rejection, depression and suicide, homelessness, and other negative outcomes. The second page of the guidance lists four different categories of affirming care. The first is social affirmation, which it says should be used at any age or stage. That includes adopting gender-affirming hairstyles, clothing, name, gender pronouns, and restrooms and other facilities. The next is puberty blockers, and the third category is hormone therapy, which the guidance says should be used in early adolescence onward. And finally, the guidance lists gender-affirming surgeries, which it says should be used typically in adulthood or on a case-by-case basis in adolescence. The guidance comes as no surprise, as the Biden administration has made it clear that it is committed to woke advancement of the radical LGBT agenda, even with children. Biden's deputies, for example, are urging state child welfare agencies to place foster children who declare an LGBT identity with a family who will affirm their claims. President Biden even criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., after the Republican governor ordered state agencies to investigate instances of sex changes performed on children, as such procedures constitute child abuse in the Lone Star State. In a March 31 video message, the president offered advice to parents, urging them to affirm their child's identity, deeming it one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. Meanwhile, there are also promotional videos advocating for sex change surgery on TikTok as well.